Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Bomb Squad!
Boxingboys.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. Oh! I want to be like you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice hashtag TBV podcast. It is your live fight chat for Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, taking on Luis King Kong Ortiz. Luis Ortiz has already made his way to the ring, and Deontay Wilder is now being walked out by Little Kim? This makes no sense. But I get it. I mean, she's from Brooklyn, but I'm not really feeling this. You're supposed to come out with Onika.
Dolla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingBoys.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he said the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingBoys.com.
Yes, Nips was here. Haters, beware. And I know it's here, guys, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. For all you haters of Deontay Wilder, tonight's the night. You rode for 39, quote-unquote, bums, as you call it, for this moment in your eyes, for him to fall from grace. Is it going to happen, or is Deontay Wilder going to deliver another highlight reel KO, which most experts are suspecting? Definitely can't wait. It's the biggest heavyweight fight since Lennox Lewis Vitaly Klitschko on U.S. soil. That was in 2002, to put that in perspective. To me, I'm hyped. I sense a vibe tonight on social media, on everything, that this fight seems big. This is going to at least break a million views on Showtime. That's 100% certain, in my opinion. What the metric is going to be at the end, I have no idea, but this seems like a big fight. And I know you're hating on Lil' Kim.
Well, you're setting a standard high, brother. You're saying a million already, not forgetting that, you know, Kovalev is going to be on HBO. HBO has more boxing subscribers. They're more known as a boxing premier channel. And this is a conflicting, not only boxing card, but a conflicting New York City boxing card. First time ever in New York City history that Madison Square Garden is being in competition with another boxing venue on the same date.
And we know why, because there's now a real competitor to MSG. And we all know that this event and this main event by far beats the entire HBO card combined. You can combine the worth of every one of those fights on that HBO card, and it does not equal this main event in terms of boxing and relevance today. It just doesn't. I'm sorry.
Listen, the best thing you should do is, as soon as you tune in and you click that link and you hear on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button so you don't forget to do it later, because, you know, just get it out the way. Ness looks nervous, coming from Benjamin Franklin in the chat. Nervous? Man, I wish I had a telescope into your room. I know what you're doing right now. Shaking in your boots. Shaking in your boots. It's time, and, baby.
And to the walkout, Lil' Kim, we both know Wilder. Like, he has a very older, not older taste of music, but he has a very 2000 and 2005.
You're right. When we asked this playlist, he brought up R. Kelly.
He brought up Tank. I mean, I love Tank, but come on.
That is old.
So Wilder does have a little bit older sense of R&B and hip-hop, so I'm not surprised he brought Lil' Kim out.
You know what else he has? The advantage in the age, the advantage in the height, maybe not so the reach.
No, he has the advantage in the reach, 83 to 78. You mean the weight? He doesn't. I mean, it's arguable who has the advantage in weight. If you think the extra 30 pounds makes a difference, then
they put Wilder in a category on the telecast with the lightest heavyweights that were successful. David Haye, 210 pounds and a half. Chris Bird, 210 pounds and a half. And Evander Holyfield. What do you think about that class, Matt? If you were Wilder and that's the class they put you in, would you feel proud?
Absolutely. You know, I know people still hate on like David Haye, for example. And even like Chris Bird, doesn't get the respect that I feel like he deserves in a way. But being named with those guys, especially when you've added Vander in there, Vander is an automatic Hall of Famer. He's automatically one of the top 10 or 15 heavyweights of all time. I think that's, you should be happy. Anytime you're mentioned with the top 10 or 15 heavyweight of all time in any category, you should always be happy.
Jimmy Lennon Jr. in the ring. Lewis King Kong Ortiz pounding on his chest, wearing an I Must Break You shirt. Matt, what do you think about I Must Break You shirt?
I was saying this in our, you know, text message group chat, that the shirts for both these guys have been perfect. Wilder had a King of Wakanda shirt, perfect. Ortiz had the Ivan Drago quote, perfect. I thought that was, both shirts represent what both guys want to represent in a way. And what they sort of need to represent in order to sell this fight also.
Matt, I'm nervous. Or is Wilder nervous? He's pacing back and forth. What's going through this man's mind? Because he hasn't even taken off the jacket. Is he still trying to, like, I don't know, do the intimidation thing? Like, look, it's back and forth pacing. Is this nervous energy?
No, I mean, we know Wilder. He's a showman at the end of the day. He is a showman. He will do things even in the ring, in the middle of fighting, that are dangerous yet for showman-like qualities. So I'm not surprised that he still has his mask and stuff on for dramatic effect.
I got people in the chat saying that Ortiz looks motivated. What do you think?
I absolutely think that. I think Ortiz
looks aggressive. Look, he's pounding on his face. I mean, is he nervous? Is that nervous energy? When have we seen him, you know, hit himself and make all these faces and this grunting? I mean,
this grunt.
He knows he's in for the biggest night of his life as well.
Well, yeah, they both know that right now. Like, this is the biggest fight of both guys' respective careers up to this point. I think that cannot be denied at all.
I don't want to be conceited here, but I think every single person tuned in tonight is just tuned in to see my reaction if Wilder loses. I can see the chat right now. They're like, Ness is nervous. Ness is nervous. That's all you see. You guys have lost your mind. I'm telling you right now.
But you mentioning them talking about you being nervous shows that you're nervous.
Bomb squad! Matter of fact. You know, hey, she just looked nervous. If you're watching this with us, you know who I'm talking about. She just looked nervous.
What do you think? You still thinking first round, Ness?
Well, the money's laid on it, so we got to cross our fingers.
Yeah, we do. She does look nervous. You're right. I'm a little bit behind you. First time.
Oh, wow. That's the second time. Is my TV coming through on the mic?
A little bit.
Let me lower it. I was about to take a big ass pat on the back. I'm like, shout out to the new mic. So what's up, Matt?
I'm hyped, man. Like, I'm just
you changing your pick?
No, not at all. If anything,
it's a lot. Yo, he did the Wakanda forever at the end. You seen that?
I'm behind you, Ness.
Well, you about to see it.
Yeah, I was saying that they should have had like Chadwick Boseman up here and give him a Black Panther mask instead of his Bronze Bomber mask. They should have done that. It would have been perfect.
Reese Mack, Deontay looks focused and still. Georgie Porgy, Wilder shook. Angel Santos, Luis Ortiz, Platano Squad. He's Cuban, not Dominican, but okay. Reese Mack, Ronald Gomez. Di Mabel, it's going down. Jump to the money is in the middle of the table. Ness is in. It isn't on the first round KO. I think that's what he meant to put.
I think
both men are in the middle of the ring now. Matt, referee is giving instructions. Luis Ortiz with the meme mug. They meme. Oh, he looks small. Ooh, he looks small. Ooh, let's go. Let's go, Breland. Let's go. Let's go. Your favorite trainer's my best friend. You know who I'm talking to. You mad? Where my motherfucking camera picture at right here, Matt? You mad?
Don't stunt. He's not your best.
That was a subliminal. I said your favorite trainers, my best friend. You ain't been listening long enough. One of the older listeners, they'll put you on. Maybe Coach Mitty will put you on.
Okay, Mr. Andrew.
Let's go. First round, center of the ring. Deontay using the jab. Ortiz cut the distance on the foot when Wilder.
I'm significantly
kind of fenced. Wilder with a very wide stance, Matt. I'm not liking it, but his foot is on the outside, at least of the southpaw. Luis Ortiz wearing the Conor McGregor Reeboks, bouncing a little bit, allowing Wilder to get comfortable. Wilder's hands not completely up, Matt. Very, very to what you're used to. We're looking at the sparring session, Matt. I swear to you. Where are you, baby? Where are you?
No, he definitely seems composed right now. And as he ducked
the straight left. He ducked the straight left, showing the agility. Okay, set him up. We need this first round, baby. We need this first round. Let's get that money, $2,800 on the first round. Hit that thumbs up if you're watching. Don't forget, this is the best boxing podcast. Drop that 5-star review on iTunes. Let's see here. A lot of posturing. Now we got Luis Ortiz kind of using his jab hand to punch Wilder's jab hand. Oh, Luis Ortiz shoots a right jab at Wilder. Wilder is able to kind of get away from it, definitely. Nobody landing anything of significance just yet, Matt. But definitely a chess match is from what I see. So this first round is not looking like it's going to happen.
No, I'm not surprised at all. I assume both guys were going to take a measured pace to start out. Both guys have power. They're going to respect each other's power.
Nothing landed yet, though.
Yeah, nothing's landed yet because neither guy wants to commit to anything yet. They don't have the range down. They don't have the distance down. They don't have the timing down.
Whoa, you seen Wilder getting out of trouble there? The good thing is that Wilder's jab is a weapon. Like you said, because of the height, Ortiz is going to have to respect it. Normally, with a southpaw and an orthodox fighter, the orthodox cannot really use that jab. But Wilder's definitely using it to keep Ortiz at bay, and he's consistently keeping his left foot outside of Ortiz's right foot, but nothing landing of note. I want to see a straight right at this point. And he's reaching a lot, I tell you that. Ortiz did a good job uppercutting David Allen when he reached and leaned forward. Good right hand by Wilder, and Ortiz counters, hits him kind of dead on the chest throat area. Not a clean counter, but definitely a counter, showing Wilder, hey, I'm here. You think I'm old? My reflex are not slow. We're in 28 seconds, and my fucking money's going to be lost. Let's go, champ!
Man, you're like 21 seconds.
Come on. Land this big one. Get this 28 hundo. We going to DR. 13. 10. Oh, he tried an uppercut. That ain't up. Oh, drop the hands again. 7. 6.
We're going to DR. No, you're not.
4. 2. The end of the first round, bookies get it right. If you put your money on the first round, you were wrong.
I need to see Deontay counter with the right hand more often. Every time King Kong goes to the body, counter with that right hand. It's going to be there. It's going to be available.
The legendary Al Bernstein's keys to victory are control the geography of the ring, which is obviously stand in the center or keep your back off the ropes. He wants him to fight tall like we all do and land the right hand.
First round for Ortiz.
It's obvious when you're Wilder. Go ahead.
First round for Ortiz, in my opinion.
Really?
He landed a good jab there at the end. Wilder's
the one that landed the straight right. The only punch of the ring.
Wilder, I did not see Wilder land straight right. I saw Ortiz land.
Landed the straight right when I told you that Ortiz countered and hit him with a neck chest shot.
He didn't land that right hand.
All right, we'll see.
That's fine. I know you're biased. It's okay. Just relax there, Ness. I know you're hyped. Just let me get some words in here. Let's play tennis.
So it's the second round here.
And you don't like
posturing. They're in the center of the ring. Both men just pawing with their lead hands. They're defensing. They're looking for, I guess, range.
Well, they have to. I mean, with the power that these guys have, they have to be careful about how they establish their range.
I like to see Wilder shoot the straight to the body, man. It's not going to be easy to land it to the head right now.
And it would set up the shot up top. The right hand down low would set up the shot up top.
He's shooting the jab to the body, though. But we need to get the work.
They need to start throwing the jab a little more at will instead of playing patty cake, I think. shoot the right hand more, maybe be the lead here. I mean, that might be possible.
I think this round he's definitely on the lead. He's jabbing. He just got on his toes for a bit. But he's looking like he wants to counter. Oh, yeah. He just fainted.
No, he's a counterpuncher by nature.
He fainted the right there. He's being kind of put in the corner. Oh, big right hand lands. What the fuck happened? I thought Lewis landed the right. Did he slip? What the? It looked like Lewis landed a straight left. Oh, shit. What? The ref didn't even give a count, Matt. Do you know what happened right there?
I haven't seen it yet. Hold on. It's coming up. I'm 20 plus seconds behind you. That looks like a slip. That looks like a slip. Or Deontay had his foot on top of his. But they happen a lot with unorthodox. Their lead foot would usually be on top of each other.
The way they continued the action was weird.
Well, maybe Deontay sent something there. I don't know.
Well, Lewis rushed him, or they both rushed each other, but it wasn't that anything clean. Deontay's lead hand solo, what I hate. If you watch my immediate reaction sparring footage, you'll know I hate that lead hand solo, but this is what he's comfortable with, Matt. He jabs again to the body. Backhands another jab at Ortiz. Ortiz tries the counter.
I'm surprised.
Mauro Manalo, or whatever your boy's name, he's just said that Ortiz's reach is really 78, not the falsely reported 84. Oh, man.
And I actually wrote on Twitter 69 because I misheard him. So it was 78. My bad.
I mean, this feels like Gerald Washington to all the AJ protectors. We're in the second round. Nothing really of note landing for Wilder.
You can be an AJ protector, I think that, or just be real.
He threw a baseball Louisville bat right hand that missed crazy. Ortiz is looking at his distance with that. Oh, big right hand lands for Wilder, but it wasn't clean. More of the inside of the glove lands on the top of the head of Ortiz. But Ortiz is coming. I don't know if he's going to keep coming after that right landed at the top because he got to feel some power. Let's see here what happened with the slip now, Matt. Yeah, he landed the left. He just...
My round just got over for you.
His back leg just gives out. He lands a hand. Oh, man, he really is old.
Yes, do you hear me when I talk? I know you're talking a lot, and you might not...
You said you're... Oh, the left hand didn't even land. It hit the elbow. Boom.
I think Ortiz needs
two sloppy punches. The left hook landed, but it landed with the inside almost the wrist, and the right hand landed in the same thing, inside of the glove almost the wrist. But those were the most significant punches of the round. They were also off of a pull counter, right? So Ortiz jab, Wilder pulls back, counters with the left hook and the straight right. We're in the third round. What did you say, Matt?
I wouldn't say that was a straight right. Those were hooks.
Okay. Well,
if I was looking at the same highlight that you're thinking of, because again, we're in vastly different times, right? We're 30 seconds apart. I think Wilder needs to either be the lead dance partner here and start throwing that 1-2 with a little more.
Wilder just did a little bit of showsmanship here and metaphorically cocked his arm as if it's a gun. Let's see if he actually lets it go.
He needs to, because just doing this, just, you know, not getting hit, but not really throwing anything, it's going to not either. It's either going to win you some rounds or.
Ortiz landed a jab now as Wilder was doing a bit of clowning. This is a beginning. It's like a chess match that I'm not really happy with. We need some engagement here.
Well, I mean, there were some fans that did predict a little bit of an anticlimactic fight.
Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. Show the appreciation that you like that we're here giving you his live fight chat as Ortiz shoots a straight left to the body and misses widely. Both these men really can't find each other's range, Matt. Ortiz on the toes now.
And they're still very hesitant to throw. Like, both guys do not want to be the lead.
They're just posturing, really. Well, they both are counterpunchers, too. Wilder with another jab to the body.
And often when you get two counterpunchers together, you get this sort of fight at first until somebody finds the range and then is able to deliver their shots.
Ortiz is without punching able to get Wilder in the corner, but Wilder's too agile. He's able to get out, but he's not making Ortiz pay. Ortiz is reaching when he thinks he has Wilder in the corner, but it's just so much posture. And Wilder shoots a right hand, Ortiz blocks it and doubles, almost triples on his jab. Good jab by Ortiz. Nothing landed. Wilder lands a left partially blocked. The right did not land, but the left hook definitely land. He's pumping the jab. Ortiz tried like an up jab there, right?
Yes.
Jesus, less than 30 seconds. This is the third. Oh, man, it's really over. I had secret bets placed on 1 through 3 just to back the money. I guess that ain't going to happen either. This is bullshit.
Yep, rounds 6 to 9 look a lot better now, don't they?
Fuck me, man.
I looked at those odds.
Oh, my God. That fucking uppercut was not traditional.
One thing is that either this fight's going to go all 12 and be this sort of fight, or somebody's going to find that shot and land.
yo, why my man talking about Ness broke? You hating right now? Damn, Reesmack said 3-0 Ortiz. DJ Jizzy Porgy, 3-0 Ortiz. No, these guys are fucking trollers.
He was landing the jab a little more. He's landing some shots to the body a little bit.
Who was landing to the jab?
Wilder.
Oh, because I thought you said Ortiz.
Yeah, Wilder won this last round, in my opinion. It's 2-1 Ortiz. Yo, tell Elias to stop calling you.
Yeah, man.
King Kong needs to change it up, though, because it is hard to win these rounds when you are the challenger for a lot of casual fans and some judges, unfortunately. Even though the old adage of, you know, you have to take it from the champ to beat the champ is bullshit, for a lot of people it isn't, unfortunately.
Yeah. Let's see. Wilder's pumping the jab a little bit more, but he's still doing a lot of, like, posturing with it. Like, I don't know, probing. Probing is probably the better word. Oh, right hand goes down the pipe. Did it land? Catch it on your 15-second delay. Let me know. Fucking referee walked in front of me, I think. I don't know. Maybe the game plan was to fucking take Ortiz. Oh, right hand partially lands.
I have no idea if that right hand landed.
Slightly off balance. What you mean?
The one that the ref covered it up. The ref covered it up. You have no idea.
Yeah, I forget how behind you are.
Right? It's bad. It's like you back in the day. Good little left hook, right hand.
Another jab to the body. Oh, Ortiz with a jab to the body. Ortiz with a 1-2 to the body. Wilder pounds on his chest. Better put his hands up.
Wilder getting a little more active with that left hook, right straight combo. I like that. That's a perfect combo for a southpaw.
Wilder's able to duck under Ortiz's jab, but I think he needs to stop doing that. Ortiz is good with the uppercuts, man. He's probably sent him up. Ortiz reaches with the right hook. Wilder's able to evade it, but, you know, kind of stumbles out. Oh, jab lands by Wilder.
Wilder not being a...
I agree with Malignaggi. I think that Ortiz is winning the real estate battle. It's like I said a round or two ago, man. Straight left lands for Ortiz down the pipe.
Good left hand by Ortiz.
Ortiz with a right hook to the body as Wilder tried to get out. Ortiz, you see, that's where the Cuban skill is coming in. You know, he knows how to stop Wilder from getting out the corner, but he's got to do a little more. That one right hook, another 1-2 by Ortiz. I don't know if it landed, though. But he's letting his hands go. It's definitely an Ortiz round, unless Wilder does something in the last 25 seconds.
Well, the first minute and a half, Wilder was...
Big left hand by Ortiz. blocked by Wilder. Wilder pushes Ortiz off of him. Ortiz, he won it. You see, Mark Bullion told me Ortiz doesn't throw a straight left. He throws a looping left. And Wilder was just able to throw his guard up and catch that. Mm-hmm. Ortiz, faint. Oh, man. That's a good round for Ortiz. Ortiz fucking shot the jab up top and another straight left to the body landed and pushed Wilder on the ropes.
But both guys were far more active in that round than they were in the first three. That's a good sign.
Wilder doubled up the jab, and he did land that right hand in the first round.
Both guys are finding the range. They're timing a little bit. Ortiz is starting to throw his left hand a little bit more. Wilder's throwing that left hook a lot with the right straight. It's going to be interesting to see what...
Oh, look, he did the tapping of the gloves. But that's the left that landed for Ortiz. Well, I mean, now that we got the replay, Wilder's right hand was definitely harder, but Ortiz still was the busier fighter. Landed body shots, landed jabs to the body. Round four for me, definitely an Ortiz round.
I think it's slightly an Ortiz round. Again, that first minute and a half, Wilder was quite more active than Ortiz.
You think so?
Yes. I thought he was landing the jab a lot. I thought he was going to the bottom.
A couple of jabs.
And you have to remember the left hook, right straight combo.
Ortiz coming out popping about four jabs, Matt.
Good for him.
Another jab to the body there, but not sure if it's landed from this camera position. Wilder's got to let his hands go. I mean, how many punches is he thrown per round? Here we go with the left hook. Ortiz blocks it. I just got a message saying that Wilder's treating Ortiz like a little man.
Which he should. If you're that tall, you should be treating, you know, guys that are, you know, 4 inches.
Gotta let the hands go. You see where Ortiz is there trying to reach. He's got to let that go.
Both guys need to let their hands go a little bit more to win these rounds.
Oh! Ortiz missed the counter and fucking Wilder missed the straight right. Good jab by Ortiz. He's on his toes. Look, for those who thought he was old. Oh, shit. Jab to the body, followed by the straight left by Ortiz. Doubles up the jab. He's moving. He's on his toes. This is a different Ortiz. Well, there you go. 300-something amateur fights. You better be able to do a little bit of everything. There goes the flat foot bullshit because he's moving this fucking round. Listen, yeah. he might be trying to turn the tide. I mean, he started with last round and he's keeping the momentum going.
Which he should if he's smart, which he has been doing.
Is good this going to take energy, him. Though? I mean, he's the heavier fighter, though, Matt. Is that going to take energy jumping around on his toes like that?
Well, hey, if you do all the running that Ortiz has been doing, then you should have the cardio.
Oh, yo, he's fucking letting them hands go on the inside. That was like four punches. Let me know what you've seen there. And because I didn't even get the fucking call them out for those that are watching. It is nail biting, even though the action is not where I would like it to be. I would like it to be a more action packed fight, but the suspense has it nail biting because you just get the sense that when either man lands a punch, it's going to go fucking down.
And those shots.
To try to lead uppercut. Horrible. This guy's Cuban. He knows about this shit. Come on. Can't try no lead right backhand uppercut. What the fuck?
Ortiz has been landing a lot of shots to the body this round as well. Let's see if he continues that in these future rounds.
Oh, Wilder shot the right, but it bounced off the head. Ortiz not afraid, bro. He's fucking putting Wilder on these ropes, man. Oh, right hand by Wilder. Not clean, but it went through in a right back hook. But also, Ortiz doing well blocking these shots or at least, you know, deflecting them. Another. Oh, yeah, motherfucker. Holy shit. Big right hand fucking sends Ortiz into Bambi Street. And I'm talking about the deer, baby. Holy shit. Fucking, it's the fifth round.
Wow.
The fuck, I ain't put it on five. Oh, the fucking, what the bell? Oh, shit. Yeah, he got saved by the bell. Holy shit, did you see? Yo, he did the drunken monkey. Uh-oh. But yo, he's tough. He got right back up. This shit is not over, Matt. And he looks disappointed. He doesn't look hurt or afraid. He looks disappointed, bro.
Yeah, he looks like, damn, he caught me. Fuck.
Yeah, it goes the replay. Oh, look, it was a deflected right hand. This is what I'm telling you. The motherfucker hits too hard. He blocked it and still got his ass wobbled. Holy shit, look at that. He blocked. He prepared for it. No, but it hit him right on the forehead. Damn. Look, 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 look. He looked like Zab Judah right there.
That second shot was better. That second shot was actually better than the first.
Yo, that was... Oh, look how he looked down at him. Oh, my God, no. Why are you going to show his daughter right now? Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Kill us.
Don't do that to me, Showtime.
Uh-oh, sixth round. It's going down. Fucking lost all my money. Give me a KO at least.
Yo, why did that show the daughter? That's some fucked up shit.
Yo, it's still TV, man. You know you got to give everything.
I know.
He shot the straight right again, followed by a back hook. Ortiz is not intimidated, ladies and gentlemen.
Or is it just posturing? Is it just posturing right now?
No. He's still inching forward, Matt. He's still coming forward.
Oh, that right hand almost landed again.
And he
cocked his arm again like a gun. God, Wilder's a showman.
Oh, shit, he landed the left hook. Man, put your hands up. What the fuck? Did you see how he backed out of there? He's crazy.
Well, yeah. We've seen him in sparring do crazy shit before.
Oh, shit. He's shooting it right now. It's over. He coming.
Yeah, he's still a season. He senses danger right now. Not danger. He senses a wounded animal right now. Oh, God.
Back on his toes, man. It's going down, man. Is he going to make it out this sixth round? We got a minute 40 in the sixth round. God, this fucking guy missed such a huge left hook, all off balance. Oh, he shot a left hook to the body, though. Ortiz is tired, bro. He's not moving forward anymore. Wilder's starting to inch down, but he's not landing anything.
That left hook by Wilder. Oh,
straight left by Ortiz, blocked by Wilder, but I know some leather got in there.
And that left hook to the body by Wilder a little bit earlier. That was good.
I called that.
I like that.
You seen him? He just tried to do that roll blocking thing that he was doing in sparring, remember? Mm-hmm. Oh, good jab by fucking Ortiz, but followed by a Deontay jab. They jab each other, exchanging jabs here. Ortiz back on his toes, Matt. I'm telling you. He's probably going to take this round off a little bit. Get his head together.
Of course, he should.
Yeah, he should. But Wilder needs to capitalize on the fact that he knows he's taking this round off. At least do some body work. Oh, man.
Agreed on that.
He's only waiting for this right hand. Now, I see what the critics are saying about it. He's a 1-2 fighter. He's got to show them the left hook he's been working on.
Well, to be fair, I mean, Ortiz really hasn't given him that left hook that he's been looking for and that he's been practicing that we saw him trying to set up in the gym.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Did he get hit? Oh, my God. They just exchanged, but I think Ortiz hit him with some shit, but Wilder rolled with it, then laid through like two big punches. It was just like a sloppy, scary exchange. Ortiz shoots another straight left, and Wilder blocks it as well. He shoots a right and fucking almost... He is sloppy. He got to get this shit together. He is going for kill. It's not sloppiness. It's the fucking... anxiousness, you know what I'm saying? He overcommits.
He wants to get that knockout.
Yeah, really, he's overcommitting. It's crazy. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up button. Don't forget, we're taking calls. We could take some calls right now in between rounds. If anybody wants to talk, press the 1. We'll take some calls. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Call us up right now. Let us know how you have it on your scorecard. Oh, another replay. Showing Wilder land another straight right, followed by a left in a vicious exchange that got wild. But wow, I know there's gonna be some memes on that one, Matt. When you see Luis Ortiz's eyes after he gets hit with that.
I just saw it. Perfect timing.
Holy.
That was almost Curtis Stevens-like, right?
Yo, that right hand is game changer, bro. Game changer. We're back, seventh round. And you thought he got hit with?
I'm surprised he actually didn't get hit in that combination.
I can't believe it was Matrix style. He was fucking Neo versus Mr. Smith with the bullets on the rooftop. It was crazy. Sean Porter in the building.
Not surprised.
Good jab by Ortiz. I like that Ortiz is still in the seventh round, still trying to win. He's not defeated. and a straight left to the chest by Ortiz. He's letting his hands go more and more as the rounds are going by, man. Oh, shit. Did I just hear Steele Farhurst say that he has Luis Ortiz ahead despite the 10-8 round?
Yes, because he's only given Wilder two rounds, the 10-8 and the round after that.
Shout out to my boy Jared Lopez, man. Definitely one of the pioneers of TBV. Helped establish the original TBV logo and gone on to be a magnificent chef. In the art, in the world of the culinary,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love food.
Tuned in, he's watching, and hopefully he can do our next appreciation night. He was supposed to do the Vegas catering, but he got overbooked. So we're back to the action here. I mean, Matt, man, nothing really to tell anybody about. It's just both men are just waiting for that shot. They're not really working, and I think this is the knock on the big men. You know, it's like, yeah, we get knockouts with you guys, but until then, there's no work. Shout out to Adam Wanaki in the audience looking on. Babyface assassin Adam Wanaki definitely lets his hands go in the heavyweight division. Wilder shoots a straight right. This blocked there by Ortiz. Ortiz back on the toes and shaking things off, but not really doing much. Postures there with a jab, flickering. Nothing, Matt. Nothing.
You have to remember that Wilder is super active in that last round. He's going to take a round off. Ortiz was hurt in that last round as well. He just didn't go down and wasn't as wobbled. So both guys are going to take this round off and take another 3 minutes to sort of catch their breath.
Straight right. Oh, another fucking straight right lands. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Ortiz. Oh, shit. It's all. Oh, shit. Ortiz fucking him up, doggy. Hold him. Hold him. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, Ortiz landed straight. Oh, motherfucker, hold him. Hold him. Oh, shit, Matt. Oh, my God. He's out on his fucking feet. Hold him. Oh, shit. The ref might stop this. He not even. Oh, shit, he got him with another straight. Oh, my God, Ortiz is killing him to the body. Holy shit. They're going to stop it. They're going to stop. Yo, the ref got to stop it. This is cheating. Stop. Holy shit. What the fuck? He made it out the ref could have stopped it. I know people are gonna fucking complain. Holy motherfucking shit.
I don't think it's
holy
that bad.
Motherfucking shit. Yo, they better thank God.
It's bad, but I mean it's not like the ref should stop it. I don't think the ref should stop it.
I mean, he didn't fucking throw no punches. Ortiz was hitting him nonstop.
True.
Holy the ref should stop, bro. Holy shit.
Wow.
Let's go, champ!
Bomb squad!
Let's go, champ! You gotta get it back, baby. You gotta get it back. He got hit with a fucking right hook, bro. That shit started everything. And then another left look. Fucking Ortiz talented. He started digging to the body. He was giving it to him everywhere. Holy shit. You wanted a fight, you just gotta fucking fight. Ooh. There goes all the old shit. And it's because he backs up with his hands up. Yo, the motherfucker, people said he ain't got no chin, Matt. They said he ain't got no chin. They said he ain't got no chin. Yo, he's dead. His hands down. Oh, my God. He better fucking. Oh, my God. He better dig. He better dig right now. Holy shit. This is what champions are made of. You want to be great, you better show it right now. Ortiz is. He got all the motivation he needed. That man was. Oh, shit. Let's see. Wilder smiling, still posturing. I don't know if he's got it all back, man. I don't know. Oh, man. Nah. His legs are not there, man. He's standing still. Oh, shit, man. He's not there. He's not there, Matt.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. He's not there.
He needs a round. He needs another round.
Oh, man. It's over, bro. If he don't fucking hold or get, he got to land. He got to land something big. Come on, baby. Let's go, champ. This is a great fight. Oh, man, Ortiz stalking him. You got to keep him off you, baby. Tie him up. Tie him up. He's not dead. He's still drunk, Matt.
Yes.
Tie him up. Yeah. Fucking pump the jab then. Oh, fuck. He blocked that straight left from Ortiz. Ortiz better jump on him. Jump on him. Oh, shit, he landed a left hook. Okay, Wilder, let's go, champ. Ortiz got to jump on him.
while the crowd on their feet right now in the Barclays.
This is his fucking shot. Jump on him. Wilder is tired right now. Oh, straight left to the body bar, Ortiz. Okay, Ortiz. Another right hook to the body bar, Ortiz. A right hook by Ortiz. Not strong, but he's letting his hands go. Maybe smart. He shot his load in the last round, Matt. You think he shot his low?
No, Ortiz is smart. Go to the body. Go to the body because it's going to open up the shots up top.
Holy shit. He's on his toes, buddy. Straight right by Wilder. Doesn't land good enough.
Wilder just needs to survive this round and get another minute. They need to pour some fucking ice water on him. Pour it in his shorts. Shit. You get him awake. You need to get him a fucking awake.
Right with a body shot, Wilder turns and gives him the back. So I don't know if that's going to... Oh, man, the left almost got through too. He needs to fucking get it together. Get it together. Come on, Wilder. Let's go, champ. 64-67, Steve Farhood's card, Matt.
I'm not surprised. Those early rounds are tough to score.
This is his toughest test, Matt, and they were right.
Of course, he's
proven them right. Oh, shit. Big left hand over the top. Kind of lands. Ortiz jumps in with a right hook. Wilder lands his own back right hand. But both men seem not to have anything on these punches this round, Matt. Yeah, trying to get their energy back, it looks like.
Ortiz definitely seems a little bit tired from all the flurries that he threw in the last round. That's hurting.
He's at least investing to the body this round, though. Everything he's throwing is 90% to the body.
True, but that's because the body is easier to hit and it takes less energy to throw to the body. You know, Ortiz needed this round to jump on him. If Ortiz had the energy and jumped on him, he could have finished Wilder in this round.
Damn, yo. This fucking reminds me of the AJ Klitschko when fucking AJ went down. Klitschko could have fucking finished him and didn't. Ortiz had his opportunity right there, bro. Let's see if Wilder can get it back together. Ortiz looks done. Look, they're showing the cameras heads down. He's tired as hell, too.
Hell yeah. And with Wilder, you don't know if he's or if he's tired. There's two different things. Also.
Damn, I ain't get to fucking hear. And he's so calm in his corner, like, but he came out tired, bro. Is he even paying attention to them, you think?
Yes, I think he is. I think he could be listening to them still. I mean, speaking from personal experience, he can be dog tired in a fight.
Mark Breland saying... Mark Breland saying, don't get on the ropes, let him chase you, but they need to be telling him to tie the fuck up.
They need to wake him up, man. He still looks kind of out of it.
I know. They're giving him water in the face instead of throwing it on, in the mouth instead of throwing it on his face. He's going to have to mix it up. He's got to start with the uppercut. That's what I'm telling you. He's looking for the straight right. Ortiz is already short. When he ducks just a little bit, Wilder's missing too many of those rights. He's got to change it up. Aim for the body. Aim for the chest. Or turn it into an uppercut.
Wilder needs to play another round to recover, but even then, you can't give up too many more rounds.
He's already down, according to Steve Farhood. He shot a good right hand.
After winning a scorecard, Wilder should not be looking to win a scorecard at this point. Okay. He's looking for a knockout. In terms of how many rounds you have to deliver that knockout shot and find it. With only three rounds for the 10th, 11th, and 12th, that's giving you very little time.
The last thing you need on your resume is a controversial win, brother.
Yes, that is very true. Ortiz looks tired, though, man. His arms look dead.
And that's what championship rounds are, man. 10-11-12. We're in the ninth round now. Can King Kong finish what he started? Can the Bronze Bomber come back like true champions and change things and turn them around? I mean, man, I haven't been scoring round by round, Matt, and I feel like I should have now.
Me neither. I should have.
We were expecting knockout. Hopefully one of these men, get one and we don't need a scorecard.
Yes. Yes. please do not give us a controversial decision.
I know.
Yeah.
That's not what I want, bro. This is getting down scary man's land right now.
Because theoretically, if Wilder wins,
Ortiz might. Oh shit! Ortiz just landed another 1-2. Wilder pops a jab at him. Wilder's a little bit back. He's kind of like, yes. Now he's putting pep on that jab now.
Wilder needs to be. Wilder needs to win this last 30 seconds, last 45 seconds.
He's got to start putting something on these rounds because
he's losing them. He's losing these rounds.
He's not doing enough to win, that's for sure.
Yeah. And while Ortiz may not be hurting them in these rounds and may not be landing really anything of significant,
he's
a more active guy. He is the winner of the real estate, as Paulie likes to say. That can sway judges' scorecards oftentimes.
I think Wilder's still trying to recover. He's still just circling right now. Oh, another big right hand. Fuck, but he gets too overzealous. He stumbled Ortiz, then he fucking tackled him. Another right hand like a baseball bat. Oh, shit. Fuck. Yo, Ortiz counted him, but then he counted Ortiz back. Oh, he landed a big right hand, and Ortiz counted the shit out of him, and he counted Ortiz back. Yo, he has to stop being so anxious when he lands a punch. What the fuck?
Hands down, man. Listen,
if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up button and subscribe to the YouTube channel. This isn't our first live fight chat. We do this for all the big fights. We've been going live all day. So definitely, wow, what a right hand. That shit turned. Yo, but Lewis has some amazing recovery time. Holy shit. He was able to fucking watch that next right hand coming.
I forget who called in either on Thursday or today, but somebody said, when have you ever seen Ortiz be hurt? And they're right. I mean, we never really seen Ortiz get hurt.
Shit.
He's tough. Like, he has proven that at least.
That motherfucker. Somebody else said today that the big leg guys could take punches, and damn, they were right.
That's
why we learned something. No one, there's not one great caller. Altogether, we make up one perfect boxing fan because they were right about the big legs.
That was a really good right hand. Ortiz's recovery ability, like you say, are pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, he's probably brothers with Wolverine and Sabretooth.
They're cousins, his Cuban brother, you know.
But they call him old. Where are we here?
10th round.
10th round. Championship rounds, Matt. 3 to go.
Well, technically, 11 and 12 are the championship rounds, I want to say.
I don't know, man. 10
you can have 10-round fights and not be a title fight.
No, that won't be a championship fight. Championship fights are 12-round fights, but we don't need to waste our time with such a great fight going on. I do think that Wilder's going to have to stop moving. He's going to have to stop moving.
And what, be the aggressor here?
What the fuck just happened? He landed another right. It's just he gets – oh, shit. Ortiz is hurt. They're not counting that as a knockdown, which fucking makes Luis Ortiz now get a rest. Wilder hurt him, but Ortiz clinched. Wilder threw him off him like a rag doll. I think he's going for it, Matt. You better fucking be careful. What the fuck? He's so crazy. Oh, shit. Tighten up, baby. Tighten the fuck up. Oh, right hand land. Oh, shit. Ortiz ain't making it out of here. It's over, brother. He ain't making it out. He ain't making it out. He ain't making it out. It's over. He's down, and he ain't making it out.
Oh, he looks hurt.
Yeah, but he ain't making it out. He got up, but he ain't making it out. Wilder, take your time. Take your time.
Wow.
Look for the shot. You got a whole minute. Look for the shot. There you go. There you go.
He just beat
him. Come on. Oh, uppercut, baby. It's fucking over. Let's go champ. True champions suffer adversity and come the fuck back. But you know what we learned today?
Damn.
You know what we learned today? We learned that he got a fucking chin, okay? He got a chin. He ain't go down and suffer adversity and come back. No, he stood up, suffered adversity, and came back and won. Down on the scorecards versus his toughest test. Let's go, champ. Wow. Let's go, champ. Give him his credit. Bomb squad! Give him his credit.
After those first three rounds, I were a little bit slow. This fight really turned into actually a pretty good fight. It may not be what people thought AJ Klitschko was, but this was a fantastic fight. Those last, I would say, six rounds or so was phenomenal boxing. Phenomenal back and forth work. Both guys were hurt.
I'm tight as hell. I ain't made no money.
That's why Ness isn't as happy or as
I don't like betting because it takes the fun away when you bet. Because look, even though you got the win, you like, man, this ain't, I ain't getting no money. I supposed to have been on an island manana.
Ortiz got tired, and then Wilder sensed that, started unloading the pressure.
Yo, so we out, right? We coming back with the media react, or we keeping it going?
No, we're coming back for the media reaction. Stay
you
tuned.
Sure, you sure is the right thing to do?
Well, yes. Yeah, I think right. So.
Well, then, this has been your live fight chat. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can also find my co-host at...
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Check it out if you want to support the channel. And remember, we're going to be right back for the media reaction so you guys can call in and give your opinions on this fantastic heavyweight fight. Should be lit. Peace.
Peace.